From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, protesters in Hungary continue to call for their prime minister's resignation. We'll have the latest.
First, an act of protest by a general at the Pentagon, and not just any general. General Peter Schoomaker runs the army. He's at odds with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Schoomaker wants more money, a lot more, $25 billion. Rumsfeld has not agreed, and so Schoomaker has refused to hand over a budget. That budget was due a month ago.
Now, to tell you something you know, $25 billion is big money, but some context, it equals the budgets of NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the Corps of Engineers combined. But the significance of what General Schoomaker is doing may be measured in more than just dollars. Joining me is Peter Spiegel, who covers the Pentagon for the LA Times. He broke the story. Peter, is this to be seen as regular budgetary chicken where agencies or branches of service always want more and the administrators want to give them less?
No, it really isn't, because rarely does it go this far. I mean, I've talked to both people who are currently in the Pentagon and people who used to be in budget-related stuff in the Pentagon in previous administrations, and no one has ever heard of a chief of staff of the Army just not submitting his budget. So in that respect, it is actually unprecedented, and it just goes to the seriousness of this. You know, it's one of these things to be, you know, sort of public posturing. It's another thing to actually internally refuse to turn something like this in. So I think that goes to the seriousness of their protest here.
Donald Rumsfeld has said that he wants the Army to get by on $114 billion. Schoomaker and the Army's asking for about $139 billion. But how big a difference is this given the fact that so much of the war in Iraq is funded by emergency spending bills?
Well, that number is going up exponentially as well. The thing that's happening here is twofold. Schoomaker has basically said, I'm looking at two things the Pentagon is asking me to do. They're asking me to fight the war in Iraq. At the same time, they are planning a global war on terrorism where the Army has to be out front in other venues as well. And he says, I look at the global war on terrorism, and that number, we're under-resourced for that. Then I look at all these other commitments we have. We're under-resourced for that as well. So he's looking at an equation where he is under-resourced both for Iraq and for his global commitments. And he basically went to Rumsfeld and said, I can't keep this up. I just don't have enough troops and enough manpower and enough weaponry to sort of meet all those commitments unless I get a huge increase in funding. So that's basically what's happening at this point.
Are we to then derive from that the discretionary spending bills just don't have enough money in them? Or is it that the Pentagon planners are frustrated by the lack of certainty? I mean, maybe a bill passes, and sometimes those bills have provisions like moving a railroad a couple hundred miles inroad, a United States railroad that has nothing to do with the war.
Well, the basic explanation that someone gave to me was this. The Army is given X amount of money. When they're given that X amount of money, they see how many troops and tanks and whatever can fit in that budget. And as one person described it to me, they looked at that number, the 113, and said, all right, under that cap, we can fund this amount of troops and this amount of equipment. However, the war is requiring more than that. The regular budget funding, which enables us to sort of maintain the force, the size of that funding is only keeping our force levels at 504,000 men. We need more than that to fight the war. And that's where the issue is. It is a mismatch in the amount of money that they're getting to maintain the force versus the intensity of the operations in Iraq.
What are the programs that would be threatened? What's the Army talking about? What are they pointing at?
Well, I mean, frankly, one person I talked to said, we tried to fit everything into the 113 number that we were given originally, and we would have to lose four combat brigades, which they just don't have lying around anymore. They're already overstretched in Iraq and Afghanistan. On top of that, they would probably have to kill almost every new weapons program that's currently coming down the pike. Now, frankly, they're in the middle of a very expensive modernization program. There's a program called the Future Combat System that is rather controversial within Washington, and not everyone believes that the Army needs it. What the Army argues is our tanks and our fighting vehicles date back to the 70s. These are equipment that was last modernized 40 years ago. Are you going to tell us now that we are going to fight the global war on terrorism for the next 30 years with equipment that was built in the 70s? So they insist that they need both weapons modernization and the size of the force to be maintained at its current levels in order to meet all the commitments that the Bush administration is giving it.
Peter Spiegel covers the Pentagon for the LA Times. Thank you, Peter.
No problem.